This is Tom Arms with LookAtNews.com's World Report for the week beginning the 26th of September. LookAt broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. The week starts with the first Clinton-Trump debate at Hofstra University in Maryland, but quickly moves to South America, where the Colombian government will on Monday ratify a peace accord with FARC guerrillas to end the 50-year-old civil war. The agreement will be confirmed in a plebiscite on Sunday. In the first half of next week, Algiers hosts an energy forum where ministers from OPEC and non-OPEC countries will discuss the world oil glut. It's a big week for referendum election. On Monday, Azerbaijan votes on extending the powers of President Ilham Aliyev, and the Italian government sets the date on its referendum for constitutional changes. And on Sunday, Hungarians vote on whether or not to accept EU quotas on refugees, and there's a rerun of the Austrian presidential election on the same day. The International Criminal Court on Tuesday issues its final verdict to Ahmed Al-Faqi Al-Mahdi for his destruction of the Muslim treasures of Timbuktu. At the start of next month, Ford will start closing down its Australian operations after 87 years in the country. The company says production costs are just too high. Next Saturday, a boatload of women activists arrives off the coast of Gaza Strip in an attempt to break Israel's naval blockade of the Palestinian territory. Another protest starts in Malaysia when protesters start a 7-week motorcade to the country, calling for the resignation of Prime Minister Najib Razak. And finally, ownership of the internet changes hands. It has been American property, but from the 1st of October, it will be owned by the United Nations. And that was next week's news today, so that you can plan to participate. Stay tuned after this message for LookAtNews.com's expanded world analysis. This is Tom Arms with LookAtNews.com's expanded world analysis for the week beginning the 26th of September. LookAt broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. It's presidential debate time in America, with Hillary maintaining a steady 5-6 point lead over the Donald. The two candidates will gather at Maryland's Hofstra University to debate the rather vague subjects of America's direction, achieving prosperity, and securing America. The debate is on Monday. For half a century, a civil war has raged in Colombia between successive governments and the Revolutionary Armed Forces, a.k.a. FARC. After years of negotiation in Havana, the Colombian parliament will on Monday ratify a peace accord between the two sides, and then on Sunday, the finishing touches will be put on the deal with a nationwide plebiscite. Meanwhile, in Italy, the government of Matteo Renzi is expected to set the date for his planned referendum to constitutional changes that will weaken the blocking power of the Italian Senate. The referendum is expected in November or December, and observers are saying that it is likely to end up a public vote of confidence in Renzi's government. There will be two referendums next week. The first in Azerbaijan is on extending the powers of President Ilham Aliyev. He wants his term extended from 5 to 7 years and the creation of a vice presidential position. Aliyev has been accused by a number of groups of corruption and human rights abuses. There will also be a referendum on Sunday in Hungary on the EU quota system for resettling refugees. The right-wing populist Prime Minister Viktor Orban has refused to take any refugees, erected a fence to keep them out, and posted 10,000 armed police and soldiers along the border. EU unity faces another threat in Austria. On the same day as the Hungarian referendum, there will be a rerun of May's presidential elections after irregularities were discovered. The May poll was won by the Green Party's pro-European Alexander van der Bellen by just 31,000 votes. Far-right Freedom Party candidate Norbert Hofer wants a Brexit-style vote on Austrian membership of the EU. There has been an Israeli naval blockade of Gaza since 2007, and numerous failed attempts to break it. Next weekend, there will be another attempt by a group of 24 women activists who have sailed from Barcelona aboard the Amau and the Zaytuna, which means hope and olive tree. A motorcade protest will start in Malaysia on Saturday. The pro-democracy group Bersha is demanding that Prime Minister Najib Razak resign after allegations that he stole up to $3.5 billion from the state-owned Malaysian Development Fund. And that was next week's news today from LookAhead.com, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned for Viewpoints Around the World with myself and Lockwood Phillips.